T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the Celtics, and again, I want to ask Gal about this. Is it acceptable to say what Paul Pierce said? They're bored. Is that acceptable for explaining away their loss the other night against Atlanta, 30-point lead, without Trae Young, nearly blowing a giant lead last week, I think last Wednesday, against the Bucks without Giannis? They did this earlier in the year against Cleveland, up 22, no Donovan Mitchell. They lost Evan Mobley in-game. Is it fair to just explain away these rare losses? And in the case of the Celtics, they are rare.
Mm-hmm.
As, well, they're just getting bored with the regular season and let's start the playoffs already.
I think it's the reason. Like, I do. I don't think that there's some fatal flaws within this team's game that you can point to and say, like, oh, this is what's really going to come up to haunt them once the playoffs start. I think it's the reason that they're just bored. They check out. They especially go into these matchups where the other team is missing their star player or a star player or more than one star player, and they think, oh, we're just going to coast through this. They get started hot, and then they basically just take the rest of the night off and think that they can salvage themselves in the fourth quarter in the final seconds in time.
The Lakers game was another example of that. That wasn't a blown lead, like, but that was just, hey, the stars aren't playing. We can just coast, and they found out they can't.
There's been a couple of these situations. So I accept it as an explanation. At the same time, I just absolutely expect more. Like, I do think that this team is a lot better than last year's team. I think it's like nothing outrageous to say that Porzingis and Drew Holiday being in there makes a really big difference in this team. But I would like them to, like, pride is not the right word. I would just like them to keep a standard. And maybe that's just impossible to ask. Well, maybe without having KG on your team, there's not a personality there who is so bullying towards you keeping that standard of, like, don't take the freaking night off. Yeah, we're sitting two guys. They're missing someone. Get out there and freaking hustle. And, like, we'll get to the playoffs when we get to the playoffs. But just put it out there tonight. Like, I think that there is still some element that's missing a little bit. I just don't think that's going to be a factor in the playoffs. I don't think they're going to get bored in the playoffs.
Okay, you don't think so, but can they get into bad habits?
Yes.
So it can carry over to the postseason? Sure.
And that's what happened in those games you just mentioned, by the way. You know, I mean,
100%.
They missed all their threes the other night in the Milwaukee game. It was the game where Tatum didn't score in the third quarter. Like, there's a lot of these bad habits that still pop up. Most nights they can overcome them, but some nights they can't. And when that starts reoccurring in the playoffs, you only get so many chances.
No, so this is why, and I've been saying this since the preseason, and I started saying it again in the last couple of weeks because they were on pace to do it, just about. And look, they're just so much better than the rest of the league. You gotta give them little measuring sticks and things to keep their focus. I think surpassing the 07-08 Celtics is a realistic goal, or at least matching the 07-08 Celtics. And that's in scoring margin. Pierce referenced that. You know, they're among the best scoring differential teams in the history of basketball, and the teams that are in the rarefied air they're in, like outscoring their opponents by like 11 a night, 11 and change. All those teams have won a title. So there's that. There's also that win total. We all know it. Living here in Boston, 66 wins right out of the chute. We got Garnett. We got Ray Allen. We still have Paul Pierce. 66 wins. Best team in the league going away. I think giving yourself something like that to chase was important for this team because I didn't want them to get bored. I didn't want them to get out to a big lead, take some nights off, get in bad habits, because I think it's really hard to flip that switch back. Once you're somewhat checked out, and once you get into those bad habits, it's really good to really difficult, rather, to get back out of it, I think, which is why I've been talking about the 66 wins all year.
Yeah, the only kind of, like, I don't know, bad habits that I'm looking at that make me a little worried. I don't want to pick on the guy, but I think a lot of it has to do with Jason Tatum. Like, one of the things that I want to ask Gal about in a couple minutes when he joins us is how sticky it gets at the end of these games sometimes with the pace. I mean, the pace slows to a crawl. And it's like, you know, I know Forsberg is out there counting dribbles and everything from the Jays, and that's a kind of ridiculous, but it's also a real thing. Like, it is a real thing. The ball sticks, and it's
19 dribbles
just
against
falls
the,
apart.
That was the Cavs. 23 dribbles by Jalen the other night against the Hawks. Like,
can
that,
we have a dribble countdown screen in the,
that,
in the
yeah? Can we, yeah, can we add that? Can we split screen this thing? So no, but I think that's representative of their crappy pace. 100%, it is.
Sounds like the clips we get from Celtics practice.
It does.
Jason, yeah, doing judo in the
yeah,
background.
What we expect from Jalen and Jason has always been consistent.
Jason Tatum talking about failing people's parlays.
Yeah.
Letting down their parlays. You just hear the dribbling in the background.
That's real quick, Mego, you just said something that I totally agree with, which is that, you know, there's no standard. I feel like there's no standard. They're a good team, sure. But do you see Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown really, really bothered by these losses? Do you see them after the game, like,
no,
really,
Porzingis,
like, tortured
Porzingis
by these
after
games?
Every loss is like, oh, yeah, we needed one of these.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
no, so what? Thank goodness we lost this game. Yeah. Like, we were really
Porzingis
getting complacent.
Porzingis might be just
like
a secret freak.
Yeah, but none of them, like, you don't see it with any of them. You don't see any of them. And
that
you
one
don't,
hurt. I
they,
like it.
They don't all have to be Kevin Garnett, obviously, who's, you know, a lunatic. But could you at least show, like, even in the NBA Finals, and in the playoffs, in the Eastern Conference Finals, after these series, you don't see. I don't know. Maybe it's just I'm old and I don't see it. But like, it doesn't seem like it really eats them up in the way it would other competitors.
Wait, why are
you
too old to see it?
Because I don't know. The younger generation of athletes are different than my day.
We're
but you know, like,
we're old compared to athletes.
Yeah.
No, I'm asking Arcan though.
And
like,
I'm saying
do you
us
become,
too, not you so much. But
you,
yeah,
I'm
right.
So young to become too old to like see athlete emotion. I think that they probably just. Are you saying that it's more of a different generation that athletes would like rage out after a game?
Not
you
even
want,
so much
you
rage
want him, like,
out, but
throwing
just
throwing chairs and stuff.
Emotion, some kind of emotion. And Marcus Smart, you know, he had some of that, but he wasn't one of your stars. You know, your stars, I feel like don't have that edge. They don't have that emotion. I guess that's what it looks
I
like.
I think it's
me.
Just because Arcan's an emotional guy.
I am an emotional guy.
The Twitch chat knows. 617-779.
Big talk from the girls up all night after Marcus Smart got traded. Couldn't sleep, tossing and turning.
Okay.
But I'm emotional.
I was having indigestion.
Rocking back and forth. Talking to the corner of her room.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.